Working from home has been a thing for a while now, but for some reason, it's not getting any better. We're still dealing with laptop screens overloaded with presentations and video conference call windows, the noise of kids playing and dogs barking, bad laptop cameras. But Meta Portal is here to help. It's the smart video calling device that makes working from home work better. Meta Portal works alongside your laptop, taking calls with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, WebEx, and more, freeing up your laptop to get work done. Meta Portal is a video conference game changer with features like smart camera that pans and zooms to keep you in frame while you move around the room, and smart sound to help reduce background noise so your ideas come through loud and clear. There's even a calendar app so you can spend less time managing your workday and more time seizing it. With Meta Portal, you can make immersive connections with your work colleagues, just like you're back in the office, but with better coffee. Meta Portal. Make work from home work for you.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the premiere episode of The Winning Bet. This is the show that gets you all of your numbers that you need to get those winning bets for your NFL games. Throughout the course of this season, we'll give you the spread, the money line, and the total points over and under for your NFL games. Before we begin, I would like to explain to you the definitions and the words that I'm going to use for this program. Let's start off with money line. The definition of money line is if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think the team you bet on will win the game. If they win, you win, no matter the score. So again, if you place a bet on the money line, that means you think your team is going to win. If they win, you win, no matter the score. The next game that we have is spread. Remember, a point spread is a bet on the margin of victory in a sporting event. So a point spread requires the team that you bet on, they have to win by a specified margin. Money line does not. So again, if you decide to bet on your favorite team and you do money line, remember, if the team wins, you win, no matter the score. However, if you play point spread, remember, if they have to win by a specific margin. I'll give you an example. Let's say team A goes up against team B. If you decide to bet on the money line and you have team A winning the game, no matter the score, if team A wins, you win your bet. However, let's say again, team A versus team B. If you bet on team B to win by 6.5 points, which is the official point spread, team B has to win by 6.5 points. So if team B wins the game and they win by 6.5 points, you win the bet. But if they win by 8 points, you don't win the bet. That's how that works. And then also the last game is over under total points. This bet involves whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than this figure. I'll give you an example. Team A going up against team B. If you bet on team A and the total point spread is over 52 points for team A, or if you bet on team B, the total point spread of the game will be under 52 points. So again, let me repeat that one more time so we could be on the same page. Over, under total points, you bet on whether the total points scored by both teams combined will be more or less than this figure. So I'll explain to you again. So say, for instance, if team A is squaring off against team B and the bet for the total points is over 52 points or under 52 points. So say, for instance, if you bet for over 52 points and both teams, let's say the score is 31 to 30, 31 plus 30 equals 61 points. So if you bet it for over 52, you win the bet. Or if the final score, let's say if you bet under 52, if the score is 29 to 10, 29 plus 10 is 39. It's under 52. So you win the bet. So again, the games that you can play in the sports betting world is money line, point spread, and over under total points. Now, before we give you the bets and whatnot, we always stress that, remember, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And remember, please play responsibly. We don't want anybody developing any addictions. We want to make sure that people are playing safe and they're doing this thing the right way. So again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, let's get right to it. Week one in the National Football League. We have the Thursday night matchup, the kickoff opener between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. So the point spread for this game will be Buffalo to win by 2.5 points. So again, the point spread in the Buffalo and LA Rams game, Buffalo has a point spread of 2.5 points. The Rams also have a spread of 2.5 points. Now, Buffalo, the money line is going to be -135. For the Rams, the money line is going to be +115. And now total points will be over 52 and under 52. So again, for the Thursday night opener between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams, the point spread is going to be 2.5 points. For Buffalo, the money line is going to be -135. And for the LA Rams, the money line is going to be +115. And the total points will be over 52 and under 52. So again, normally how it works is this. If you have a situation where, as I stated earlier, the point spread for Buffalo is going to be -2.5 points. For the Rams, the point spread is going to be +2.5. Normally, the higher, whenever the wager is a little bit lower, that means you get to win more money. So Buffalo's point spread is -2.5, and the money line is going to be -135. That means if you wager on Buffalo, the points, your wager, your dollar amount is going to be a little bit higher. The money that you could possibly win in this game is going to be a little bit higher. So again, Buffalo, the point spread is -2.5 points. The money line is going to be -135, and total points over 52 and under 52. As for the LA Rams, the point spread is going to be +2.5, and the money line is going to be +115. Let's move along now to the Indianapolis Colts going up against the Houston Texans. The spread for the Colts will be -7 points. For Houston, it's going to be +7 points. The money line for Indianapolis is going to be -345, and for Houston, it's going to be +270. And as for the over and under in total points will be 46.5. So the total points will be 46.5. So if you're going to play total points, remember, you can either bet on over 46.5 or under 46.5. Next game that we have is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles squaring off against the Detroit Lions. The Philadelphia Eagles have a point spread of -4 points, while Houston has a point spread of +4 points. The money line for Philly will be -205, and for Houston, it's going to be +170. And the total points will be over 48.5 and under 48.5. So again, for Philly, point spread -4 points, and for Houston, the point spread is going to be +4 points. The money line for Philadelphia is going to be -205, and for Houston, it's going to be +170. And the over-under is going to be 48.5 points. Next game we have are the San Francisco 49ers against the Chicago Bears. The 49ers have a point spread of -7 points, and Chicago has a spread of +7. The money line for San Francisco is going to be -320, and for Chicago it's going to be +250. And the total points over and under will be 41.5. Next game that we have is the Cleveland Browns going up against the Carolina Panthers. Excuse me. The point spread will be for Cleveland. It's going to be +2.5. For Carolina, it's going to be -2.5. The money line for Cleveland will be +115, and the money line for Houston is going to be -135. And the total points over and under will be 41.5. Next game that we have are the Baltimore Ravens against the New York Jets. Point spread for Baltimore, -7. Point spread for the Jets, +7. For Baltimore, the money line will be -335, and for the New York Jets, it's going to be +260. And the total points over and under will be 44.5. Next up, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. Point spread for Pittsburgh, +6.5. For Cincinnati, -6.5. For the money line, Pittsburgh is +222. For Cincinnati, is -278. And the total points over and under will be 44.5. Next game that we have are the New England Patriots going up against the Miami Dolphins. Point spread for New England, +3.5. For Miami, it's going to be -3.5. For New England, money line is going to be +150. And for the Miami Dolphins, it's going to be -178. And the total points over and under will be 46.5. Big game down in the Big Easy between the New Orleans Saints and the Atlanta Falcons. The Saints, the point spread for this one is going to be for the Saints, 5.5 points. And for the Atlanta Falcons, it's going to be +5.5. New Orleans has a -235 in the money line, and for Atlanta, it's going to be a +192. And the total points over and under will be 42.5. Next game that we have are the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Washington Commanders. Point spread for Jacksonville, +2.5. For Washington, it's -2.5. We also have an on the money line for Jacksonville, +118. For Washington, it's going to be -140, and the total points over and under will be 44. Have a big game in late in the afternoon between the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. Green Bay has a point spread of -1.5, and Minnesota's point spread is +1.5. Green Bay has a money line of -125. Minnesota has a money line of +105. And the total points over and under will be 46.5 points. Next game that we have are the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. Las Vegas point spread is +3, and for the Chargers is -3. Also on the money line side, Las Vegas is +150, while the Chargers are -178. And the total points over and under will be 52 points. Next game that we have are the New York Giants going up against the Tennessee Titans. For the Giants, their point spread is going to be +5.5. Tennessee has a point spread of -5.5. On the money line, the Giants have +210, and for Tennessee, it's -260. And the total points over and under will be 43.5. Next game that we have is going to be a great one in the desert between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Arizona Cardinals. Kansas City has a point spread of -6 points, and for Arizona, it's at +6. Kansas City has a money line of -250, and Arizona has a money line of +205. And total points over and under will be 53.5 points. The big Sunday night matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. Tampa Bay's point spread is -2.5, and Dallas's point spread is +2.5. On the money line, Tampa Bay is -145, Dallas is +122, and total points over and under is 51 points. And the Monday night showdown between the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. Denver's point spread is -6.5, Seattle's point spread is +6.5. Denver's money line is -278, Seattle's money line is +222, and the total points over and under is 44 points. And those are your bets for week one in the National Football League. So as you heard me say about minus and plus and things of that nature, normally whenever there's a point spread that's minus and a money line that's minus, normally if you win that particular bet, that means that you're going to win more money. So if a money line is like -130 or -150, That means that the lower the wager is, the more money that you're going to win. And it's just that simple. So again, it's spread, money line, and total points over and under. Remember, in order, if you bet on the spread, it must be, in order for you to win your bet, you have to win by that specific margin of points, money line. If you bet on the money line, and if your team wins, you win the bet, no matter what the score is, and total points over and under. If that team is over that margin or under that total margin of points, you win that bet. And it's just that simple. Good luck to you out there for week one in the National Football League. That's going to do it for the premiere episode of The Winning Bets. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long.
It's the simple things that are oh so marvelous with rich, creamy, non-dairy Planet Oat oat milk. Like the first cup of coffee or a bowl of cereal. That's pretty marvelous. Planet Oat. Rich, creamy, non-dairy oat milk. Oh, what a planet.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.